That's kind of like the party. Yep.
Thank you. sit down. Well, that doesn't feel right either. Well, I went to a doctor. She couldn't find anything wrong with me. And I went to a shrink. And she said the same damn thing. Well, I got this feeling. I just can't shake it.
Just make sure when you talk and try to talk towards the microphone at the very
yes,
least.
Yes, can do.
All right, so this is River City Sounds episode, I think, 84?
That doesn't sound right.
I think it's 84.
I think it is, too. We always... God damn it.
It's the early 80s, because I made the title card the other day.
Nope, it's 85.
One. Damn it. That's right.
This is River City Sounds episode 85. Aww, I am Cole. Aww, we are... Anne.
Chloe.
And we are here with...
Tentative Decisions.
All right, let's go around and introduce yourselves and what you do in the band, please.
Yeah, I'm Jack. I'm the guitarist and the singer.
I'm Amanda. I play bass.
I'm Bernadette. I play drums.
Very nice projection into the microphone, everybody.
Thank you.
So, what's first off, how long have you been around as this band, as this project?
I think just recently, a year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it was just our 1 year anniversary,
oh,
I guess.
Nice.
It was our first birthday.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
We went out to pizza.
So, what are the origins of the band? How'd you get together?
The crew team. The rowing team.
Yeah,
okay.
Is how I met both of them.
The two of them were on crew. I was friends with some people on crew. And then we had another friend who had an art gallery that they reached out to Amanda and I to make some music for. And then Amanda and I started making some music together. And then eventually we decided to make a band out of that, and Bernadette came in. And, yeah.
All right, very cool. So what's the origins of the name?
The name?
Yes, Tentative Decisions.
It's a Talking Heads song.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the name of a Talking Heads song off their first record, 77.
Okay.
I don't know, it just kind of sounded like anxious and weird and kind of fit the vibe.
Yeah, Jack suggested it. It fitted the post-punk nervous vibe.
That was also, at the time, one of the only bands all three of us could really agree on.
Yeah.
Because we all came in with very different music tastes.
But we all kind of liked Talking Heads. We all liked Parquet Courts a little bit.
We are in this vein. I noticed you all describe yourselves as punk. Do you think that's a good description?
Punk?
Yes.
I guess so.
I would say post-punk.
See, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, I'd say it's more post-punk or new wave, if anything.
Yeah. No, exactly. More
like you were saying, Joy Division and, fuck, I had so many, Suzy and the Banshee and whatnot. Maybe, sure. Like you were saying Devo earlier, too. A little bit of Devo.
Nerdy post-punk bands.
Yeah, just like the very, I call them like straight-laced drums, but you know what I mean? It's, you know what I mean? They're very like tight kind of sounding drums and whatnot.
Gang of Four.
What are the inspirations for your vocal style?
Do
you have anyone specific besides the dude from Talking Heads, Byrne or Byrne?
Yeah, David Byrne is definitely kind of one of them. I don't know. It's
also a little bit. Oh shit! What's their name?
Yeah,
the Violent Femmes. A little bit Violent Femmes. Just a little bit.
Yeah, they're cool. I like them a lot. I don't know. I've always kind of wanted to do a more spoken thing. I think it really stems from being a little bit self-conscious about my singing voice and like not really being ready to like sing on a record yet, and that it's a little bit more kind of like spoken that way. But I don't know, like bands like Jesus Lizard, maybe a little bit, Talking Heads, stuff like that.
I think it sounds really cool.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love Parquet Courts.
Oh yeah,
they're
Parquet
one
Courts,
of my
of
favorites.
Course. They're probably my favorite band.
Alcohol abuse.
I think it'll be
good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I spilled so much beer in your row, guys.
Oh, it's okay.
I think it's salvageable.
It's not the first time. That's not the first beer that's been spilled on that rug.
What got you guys into playing music individually?
Into the microphone, please.
I responded to a flyer in like December of 2021, and I had a bass. And I just said I could play bass, so I started playing in one band, and I just had to learn on the fly. But that gave me a reason to actually learn music.
That's such a great and punk explanation. It's like, I had a bass, and I tried out, and I just made sure I was not making a fool of myself, and then I didn't make a fool of myself.
No, I did.
But
you just have to start somewhere, so I just started with that.
For me, I played bass and saxophone in school, but then, like...
Upright bass?
What's up?
Upright
bass. Oh, yeah. But I was in, like, fourth grade when I did that, so I'd have to, like, I put this case, like, on my back as, like, a barely 5-foot fourth grader and then, like, walk into school and, like, fall over. It was horrible. But then, like, in high school and college, like, beginning of college, I was making, like, hip-hop beats on my computer, like, for nobody, just for myself. And then I got into playing the guitar and stuff like that. And, yeah.
I was a marching band kid, and I played the tuba, and I was really good at it, and then I went to George Mason before transferring to VCU, and I was in their tuba euphonium ensemble, but you can't play tuba in anything other than an ensemble. I mean, not really. I'd always wanted to try drums, so around the time that Jack and Amanda had gotten together, I had puttered around on the drums a little bit in high school, not really anything beyond watching a YouTube video or two and trying it out, and I kind of jumped in and hit the ground running, and that's been that ever since.
The funny thing is, like, Amanda was talking, but you also fully lied because you told me that you'd played the drums before.
Yeah, I'd played the drums in the sense where I had a stick and there was a drum and I hit it, and that was about it.
So when you say you couldn't play tuba in a band, I assume that meant that you were not in the mood of playing a folk band at all.
We,
I mean, there's not a huge folk scene in Richmond.
Are you shitting me right now?
There's not a huge folk scene in Richmond that I am aware of. If you need a tuba player, I would love to. But
I bet you get a lob, you'll hit you up, just be like, hey, can you at the very least play on my record with tuba?
You think?
Yeah. Where are y'all from? You're from Richmond?
I'm from Charlottesville.
I'm from Charlottesville.
I moved here 2 years ago.
Me too.
I'm from Northern.
I don't mean to keep just like saying where.
I'm from Northern Virginia.
Okay. Just Nova.
Fairfax area. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
didn't know where I was from.
No. I didn't know that people would want me to play. I was really good at it.
What are some of your favorite artists, like, individually? They don't, like, that maybe influence how you play or how you perform. I know you talked about your singing style, but do y'all have anyone you look up to? Any role models?
For bass, it's always Chris Novoselic. Like, I love how he sounds. That's for bass, though. But in general, original lineup, Smashing Pumpkins and the Melvins and Hum and Acid Bath. And I like a completely different set of music than what this band is. But I just love playing bass and kind of like an all-over-the-place style, like Chris Novoselic.
Novoselic is badass.
Yeah, well, I really like jazz and bluegrass and folk. And I guess, like, the regular indie alternative, like Hozier, Lord Huron, basic sort of sitch like that. But I also, I really love brass instrumentals, like Boston Brass or Dallas Brass. Those are incredible ensembles.
So they influence you to play drums?
Oh, for drums? I don't have any particular...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't have any particular influence. I mean, I find folks on YouTube that play open-handed like I do.
Oh, yeah, that was what I was going to mention, too. You play open-handed drums.
I do.
How did you learn to do that, not being someone who's taught drums?
I was told on the internet if I was left-handed that it might be better. Okay. And all of a sudden, I was trying cross or close, and it wasn't working. Nothing was clicking. Everything was so hard. All of a sudden, I switched my arms. I could get things down.
So you guys have been around for about a year. What do we have any releases out?
Yeah, we have an EP called Sensitive Conditions.
Okay. When was that released, and who'd you record it with?
It released back in March, and we recorded it at the Rabbit Hole.
Okay, yeah.
Our good friend Seb produced it for us, and yeah.
Did you do an actual Rabbit Hole episode, or did you just record there with them?
We just recorded there.
Okay, because I saw you guys did... Oh, God, not Hourglass. What's the other guy? You did...
The chalkboard sessions, yeah, with WBCW. Yeah.
I know this isn't, like, y'all's thing, but I kind of wanted to ask, what's that like, the WCW set? Because I know that's, like, what, four songs, maybe? Like,
yeah, it was four. It was really cool. I actually worked at WBCW for a long time. It was just... couple guys that were friends of mine that came in and recorded it, like, similar setup to this kind of, mm-hmm. and we just did four songs, and then we did a quick interview, and mm-hmm. then we left.
They were so nice.
They were very yeah. nice guys. Sweetest guys.
They have the backing of VCU for their recording equipment, correct? Or is that just
WCW's? I mean, I guess VCU, like, paid for the recording equipment, but they paid for it, like, a long time ago,
yeah,
so it's really bad recording.
No, I'm aware. But, I mean, it is owned and sponsored by somebody else. It's not, like, their personal stuff.
I think some of it might be their personal stuff, but a lot of it is VCU.
The drum kit was...
was Renat's, yeah.
It was personal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm just really curious about other people who do very similar things to us. So, about that EP, I noticed that you played a couple of unreleased songs on... the WCW thing. So of what you played today, were any of those unreleased? Were those already recorded? Were some of those on the WCW thing? What will we do today?
We played three of the four tracks that were on the EP, and then what do we play? Eight songs, I think.
Roughly.
So the rest of them were unreleased, but then two of those unreleased ones we played at the chalkboard session. So I guess there's...
You've got a good memory.
Yeah, so I guess there's five... Five that you've heard before, and the rest of them are completely unreleased.
Okay, very cool. They don't have anything like a YouTube or like
no.
No, we've just been playing them at shows.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah. So we thought it would be fun to just do a whole bunch of new stuff.
How many shows do you think you've played?
12 or 13, probably. We've been playing like once or twice a month.
I was about to say about once a month or so. It's not bad.
We've been playing like once or twice a month since we started.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite show that you've played so far?
Ooh. I'm not sure. I think my personal favorite might have been Lurchfest.
Yeah?
Yeah, funny. I know that you were, like, really sick for that.
I was sick. I played well. I was very sick.
You played great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It was really funny. You showed up, like, 10 minutes before our set, and you were like, I'm locked in.
I, like, thought I was going to need a trash can at some point.
Oh, I thought you meant, you're like, I'm ready for it. I'm in the zone right now. That's what I thought that meant.
It was a little bit that, but it was a little bit like, I'm going to fall over also.
Yeah. I ended up just touched the line. I had to call out of work the next day. I ended up being sick for, like, 3 or 4 days.
And that's a good show right there.
Yeah, we played really well.
Our friends used to run a house show venue that got shut down by the neighbors, but whenever we would play there, that was always really fun.
Yeah, that was nice. Because it felt like, I don't know.
What was that place called?
It was like Plaster House. Plaster House. It was Shag Carpet's place.
Okay. Plaster House.
It felt like a family. I mean, it is, you know. But it was nice to have, like, a house that was within walking distance or biking distance of everybody's places. And you could just pop over whenever, and there were always people hanging out in the garage, and people would jam, like, on and off. Bands would mix, do whatever. You could just go, like, we went to rehearse and we went to, like, do shows, but you could also just stop by during the day and just chat with friends. It was a really, really nice,
like, it sounds like a
community center.
Played a bunch of shows there.
Yeah.
It was funny. I feel like there was, like, always somebody that didn't, like, there was always somebody that didn't live there that was there.
Yeah, every time I walked into that house,
there was nobody ever there that lived there.
Yeah, always somebody new.
So you said your friend's house venue, like, got kicked done no more. Do you have a favorite, like, venue that you've been going to lately for shows?
We did the Camel recently.
The Camel was really fun. We sounded really good.
We sounded good there. That was nice. Fun.
That was really fun to play.
I've been going to a lot of shows at Banditos, and that's pretty fun. We're playing there in September.
Their sound quality is stellar.
It's like getting better too. Like, I feel like they keep, like, buying, like, new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Banditos seems like a place that has been slowly over the past years of doing this podcast. They've been getting more,
like,
and more
really becoming like a legit spot with lot better, like, sound equipment and stuff like that.
I remember
the Diablo room.
This is the place I'm remembering correctly. I used to go there for open mics all the time.
Yeah.
Stuff, so it's nice to see. If it's the place I'm thinking of, that they're actually doing more professional shows, getting their sound equipment up. That's great.
I went to a really fun DJ set on Halloween at Banditos. I'd not think that that's where I would end up. Banditos has not been on my radar, but I've been seeing a lot of cool shows happening there.
Yeah.
RVA is an acronym for Richmond, Virginia. If you were to reassign... Thanks. If you were to reassign the words to the letters, but it still spell out RVA and mean Richmond to you, how would you do that? Like, for example, you could say, really very awesome.
What was really very awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. RVA. That sounded like you pressed a button. Like, you had that, like, pre-recorded. And
It sounded like a sweeper.
I was telling Brianna this weekend, we went to First Friday because our new apartment's right on Broad Street, like, right behind it. And she kept taking me to all these fucking art galleries. And I told her I don't like going to them, too. It was like... they're okay. I don't want to shit on local people's art. You know what I mean? Because it's not always great. And then, like, she kept taking me to these places and, like, throwing me in front of the artist. And it was like, Brianna, I am fucked up right now. We've been taking 4 shots of vodka. Like,
no.
You're going to turn on that person. You're going to turn on the interviewer.
I can't look anybody in the eyes
right now. You're going to turn on interviewer Cole, and he's going to start asking questions. You don't want that. Get me the hell out of here. Sorry about that.
That's my favorite thing to do is, like, meeting
turn
a new...
the interviewer question?
Yeah. Like, meet a new band and just be like... Hi, I'm Chloe. Welcome to episode whatever of me talking to you right now.
It's like, that's you don't want me going through and be like, what's the theme to interlope all these queens together? What's the spelling of your name mean? It's different. It's a usual name. You don't want me doing that.
Wait,
you
know RVA, what does it mean? What does it mean?
I think of bad words that I should not say.
Oh,
the
bad
I'm not
word.
Saying them.
What? Well, you can cut this
I
out if I can't
think rodent would be the R for
the
me.
The River Vagina Associates.
I was going to say Raging Vagina Associates.
Oh, no, River.
Raging.
River Vagina Associates.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Well,
Radical
I'm glad that somebody was
Vernacular
saying...
Association.
I think the R has to be rodents for me because there's a lot. There's
I like that.
I've been dealing with mice in my house for like months.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
You could send Curtis over there; he'd take care of them.
Curtis is my cat.
Mm. You know, you can just go over there. You just pick it up, right?
Pick up a mouse.
Just pick
I
it
don't
up.
Really want to.
I wish
that.
I was that fast.
Just pick it up.
They bite.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Hey,
flat out, nope.
Wait a second.
I used to own rats for a number of years.
This is a mouse expert right here.
No, I definitely did do that one time.
Domesticated mice are less likely to bite.
No, yeah. Mice are more scary. I mean, yellow bite you. I was just joking. But I used to work at this place called Jackson, And yeah, we had mice, and yeah, just pick them up.
Mice can bite. Mice will bite.
I have been bitten by mice.
Yeah.
You get it like a snake. You get it behind the head.
I have a snake.
That's cool.
You get it behind the snake, you pick it up by the tail, and then you...
Oh my god. I'm kidding.
We're getting into this territory. We're going to go into Chloe's corner now. We're going to skip some questions. Who's got pets? Who's got pets? What's your pets like? Let me talk about your pets.
I got a cat named Curtis. He's 17 years old. Oh my god. He is 84 in human years, and I love him so much. I am 20 years old. He's been there my whole life.
Does he look like the cat from Pet Cemetery?
He looks so awesome. Bernie is about to lay it down.
Lay it down.
Do you want all of the pets?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, that's what the question's for.
I have two rabbits, one hamster, one bearded dragon. I've got a brown anole, a crested gecko. I've got 14 tarantulas, one scorpion.
Jesus Christ.
I've got a millipede colony. I've got a blue death fanning beetle colony. I've got a couple isopod colonies. I've got a frog, Cuban tree frog.
Just one frog?
Just one frog. Her name's Pepper. Let's see. I think that's everyone.
The list keeps growing.
I imagine. Yeah. It sounds like my aunt a little bit. Do you name the colonies and stuff? Do all of the colonies have of their own name of the individuals?
The biggest female millipede in the millipede colony, her name is Frank. I did not know she was...
Happens.
She is the mother of most of the little millipedes in there.
It's not a gendered question, but who of your animals is the biggest bastard?
Mm. Pickles.
Who's Pickles? What do they do?
He is a Netherland dwarf rabbit.
Jesus.
And he's very territorial.
No fun.
And when I moved in with my girlfriend, those are my girlfriend's rabbits. We live together. When I moved in with my girlfriend, he was not a fan of me. And he likes to revenge pee.
Oh, I hate that.
And he can chew through anything.
He
chewed through my duffel bags, my tote bags. He would pee on my side of the bed, specifically on my pillow. He still does sometimes. That.
Honestly.
I threatened to get rid of that cat when
he chewed holes in my favorite jean shorts. He chewed through everything. He would eat my stuff. He'd eat my socks.
This might be a weird question. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but is it a common thing to snip a rabbit? To neuter a rabbit?
Yes, he's neutered.
Okay, I'm just wondering if that would have been, because we need to get our dog neutered.
What kind of dog?
He is a pit bull terrier.
Oh, love a pit bull.
I kind of respect Pickle's dedication, though. That's funny.
It was months. Months
that's
of
so
that.
Funny.
And he's, 4 pounds? 3 pounds?
Just...
small. He looks like a stuffed animal.
Force of destruction.
He's vicious.
I would just put a box over top of him and be like, time out.
Oh no. He would shoot through it.
He would. He's crazy. I love him. I recently got the largest tarantula species
Jesus
in the world.
Christ.
And arguably the largest spider in the world. There is a controversy between the huntsman and the Goliath bird eater tarantula.
You got one?
I did.
You win. You
Her
had
name
like
is Christ. Truffles.
You, when did you get that?
I got that a week
ago.
You
got the Goliath bird eater?
I did get the Goliath
That's
bird eater.
That's the worst one.
That
shivers down my spine. I hate those ones. They terrify
She's
me.
She's about a year old. I'm very excited to have
How
her.
How long do they live? Like 20 years
idea.
Or something?
So it depends. I actually don't know the sex yet.
Okay.
So if Truffles is a boy, then it'll be maybe 5 to 7 years.
So they actually look differently depending on their set.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Female tarantulas continue to live for decades after they reach sexual maturity. Huh. Whereas male tarantulas will die about a year after they reach sexual maturity.
That's weird. Also, good name of choice if you don't know its gender as well. Not bad.
Yeah. I love truffles.
No, I don't like spiders, but I recently bought that fucking Harry Potter game, and as I was talking last week, it's like, even if I don't like the game anymore, I spent $60 on it, I'm better gonna fucking play it through 5 times. What's up?
I heard that game really sucks.
I fucking love it so
really?
Much.
Really?
I'm still enjoying it
now. Well, I mean, the spiders are in what, the second book?
Well, there are spiders in this one, and there is one of the first things you do when you do brightness is, do you have arachnophobia? There's an arachnophobia mode. And I hate spiders, but I said, I'm a dude. Especially when you face the big one, it actually looks like a tarantula, and it kraka arm.
Yeah.
I'll scream at the goddamn, fuck off! Rihanna can hear me there, and I'm fighting a spider! So, no, I'm not a big spider fan.
I love spiders. I think they're super cool.
Tarantulas, don't fuck. It's the hair, man. The big muscular arms.
Oh, I forgot the scorpion.
That's kind of cool.
Sriracha.
That's a great name for a scorpion!
It's a good thing.
Oh my goodness, we're in the corner.
Do you have any pets?
Yeah, do you have any pets?
I had a dog. His name was Tony, but he passed a couple weeks ago.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Sorry, what kind of dog was?
He was a Nova Scotia Toller.
Very nice.
And he was like 15.
I was about to say, how long did you have him for?
I had him like my whole life, like most of my life. Yeah.
Did you have him in the new apartment, or is he with your parents?
He was living at my parents' house. Okay. Yeah.
Very nice. But, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Oh, it's okay.
It's very unfortunate to have that pet you've had for a really long time just finally pass. It almost feels like it's like a new chapter in your life almost.
Yeah, it's weird.
Where it's go ahead.
He was like a really lazy dog. He like really didn't do anything. Uh-huh. But like then I went back to my parents' house and it was like, damn, like the house feels like completely empty.
Yeah.
He was like a carpet, but he didn't.
Have you gotten a new pet at all?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Okay, no more pet talk. I'm just thinking.
Sorry to bring down the mood.
I don't sympathize with you.
To annihilate the conversation.
No, you're fine. No, yeah, wait, now I'm sad.
I was going to say, I lost Toby like a little bit over a year ago, and then we got Bones, a couple months ago or some shit like that, just to kind of fill a void. But like, no, I love Toby in my heart still. Moving along that section in that question, closed corner area.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
So, if you have a friend that's coming to visit Richmond for the first time, where are you going to take them to show them how much you love this city?
Oh, God.
Go to a show, go eat some good food, and walk around.
Where are you eating food?
Garnet's.
Kuba.
Yeah. Get like a kind of
sticky rice?
Good old sandwich.
Ew,
from Lombardi
do not
Market.
Eat a sticky rice. Oh. I used to work there for a year and a half. Oh, no.
My girlfriend
Sorry.
Works there.
What does she do?
She rolls sushi.
Exactly. She doesn't work back there in the actual... Mm-mm.
The sushi's good.
Sushi's fine. Eat the sushi. Drink the drinks. Like Don't it. Eat order anything else but...
Okay.
I like Cobra Cabana.
Hell
I
yeah.
like Cobra Cabana. So
I like
the shrimp po' boy.
And you've been to Hot for Pizza, I assume?
Yeah, we've been to Hot for Pizza after like a bunch of gigs.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's been a fun place.
Have you played at Cobra Cabana yet?
We haven't. Not for failing to reach out, though. I've reached out a couple times.
They're a little more... They're kind of like when they can do it, really.
Yeah.
It's
not as much
of a venue.
But we're not like a
yet.
Tough guy band, so I'd be really scared to go.
I feel like y'all could fit in.
I feel like we
I don't
could
know.
You could fit in. You
do
could fit
do,
in,
like,
right?
Okay.
We could, yeah.
I only know of like scary... Like the scary bands playing.
I
just feel very nerdy and out
bands.
Of place. Yeah.
Just show off the tattoos. Just be like, I'm tough, too. And just like...
It's like when Minutemen would play with Black Flag, and they
this
just
is
get,
no, that's like
they
yes.
just,
your tattoos are
would
all
just,
baby
like,
animals.
Throw tomatoes at
yeah.
them,
you ever listen to No Dogs in Space?
To what?
No
they
Dogs
would throw
in
tomatoes
Space.
At them?
Yeah.
No Dogs in Space is a podcast about history. You know about it, Chloe, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and the first season was about punk. It's the same people who do Last Podcast on the Left. If you're
oh yeah,
with
yeah
them.
I've heard of that one.
And yeah, their first season was dedicated to punk and like bands like Suicide.
I love Suicide.
You guys heard of the Slits?
Yeah.
The Slits are fucking great. At
oh,
first,
yeah,
when
yeah.
you were playing that one intro for the drums, I thought you were about to play a Slits cover and I was about to lose my fucking shit. If
which
you did.
One?
Yeah, which song?
Oh, man. If you take a second, I can fucking find it. But like, it's off there. I couldn't tell you which song. It was one of the ones that opened the drums at.
Do you guys like living in Richmond?
This is what I thought
yes.
you were playing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, that makes
yeah,
perfect
that
sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
That's what I thought you were playing. I was like, oh, snap.
That would have been sick.
You know, I mean.
We can always add it to the set.
Yeah, we could.
One day.
Slits is one of those bands where it's like I was in the middle of recording / releasing something, and like right as I was doing like the mixing and mastering, I finally discovered the Slits. And I was like, man, if I had discovered them as I was writing this album, this would have
rewritten
this
everything.
This would have been the inspiration for this fucking album.
They totally are.
The
They're
Slits.
So cool.
So good. Oh, my God. I'm sorry to interrupt the conversation.
Do you guys share any common interests besides playing in this band together?
I feel like we were talking about this recently, and
this
I feel like...
And Jack was like, what do you guys like to do?
We
I
don't
feel like,
overlap.
I
no,
feel like
no
the
overlap.
Answer is no.
Yeah, it's like, it just happens
All three fit. Of us, there's no overlap. It was pure coincidence that Amanda and I both tried VCU rowing, having no prior experience.
Yes.
Just
do you still
chance.
Row?
No.
No, you both just tried out for it?
No.
That's it?
No, we
no, like,
you guys did it for a little while.
Okay,
yeah.
did it. Okay, cool.
We rowed, but
rode.
Like you wake up at like 4:45 in the morning every weekday, and I was just like, I can't do this. And I figured out I was doing the form wrong at the end of the second season, so I can't do it.
I feel like
anymore.
That would like fuck up your shoulders if you're doing the form
I don't know.
Wrong. Right?
I just wasn't exerting any effort.
It's like full
was.
Body, isn't it? It's like thighs.
Yeah,
it's your
it's
legs.
It's everything.
It's really
I wasn't feeling it in my legs.
That means, yeah, you were doing
it.
Yeah,
you were doing it wrong. The main power source is like...
I know.
Legs first, then core, then arms.
Yeah.
The only thing I know about Crew is from that fucking... was it the Social Network movie?
Yes.
That's the only thing I know about fucking Crew. The twins are rowing in the background. That's all I know about it.
Yeah. Wahlberg stole our fucking idea. They're rowing, yeah.
I was watching... I just finished The Bear, season 2.
Is that actually good?
Yes.
Is that actually good?
It's so good.
It's a great show.
You'll like it.
I'm so excited.
It's so good.
Wait,
so which episode is that?
I just watched the episode where they had, like, the family.
Oh, my God. That's the best episode.
Is it?
In my opinion.
I like that it's, like, kind of, like, a single take.
And, like, John Mulaney is in it. That's pretty funny. Episodes.
John Mulaney's
in it?
Jeremy Allen Scott is so sexy.
Well, who's the guy that plays Saul? Saul Goodman.
Oh, yeah, that dude, yeah. Bob Odenkirk or something.
Bob Odenkirk, he's in it.
So, like, I've been on and off for it because I know it'd be up my vein. I used to work in kitchen for, like, the longest time, only kitchen. And, like, I saw a video of them posting, and it was, like, them, like, chilling in the walk-in, like, ooh, what a tough day. And, like, it was, like, they underacted because the walk-in is for crying, screaming, or pigging out, and they did none of those. And that's, I don't know, I just kind of get the vibe where it's just like, it's in the vein, but I feel like you need to amp it up a little more. But I have not actually seen it, so you say it's actually that good for someone. Have you done kitchen work?
I worked in a burger place in high school. I worked front of house and the kitchen sometimes.
Okay.
I've definitely screamed in a walk-in in my life. Yeah.
Let's do a couple more Chloe's Corner questions. I'm going to leave them to you, Chloe, because this is your corner. But then let's start getting out of here, because we are a little bit late, and that's fine.
What time is it?
I'm just looking at how long we've been recording for.
Okay.
Yeah.
3:15.
Right.
Yeah. Got
D&D
after this.
I got D&D after this, too!
Oh, my God.
Wait. What's your character?
Her name is Cassica. She's a dragonborn cleric.
Dude, that's pretty cool. Druid gnome.
W.
Yep.
That's funny.
Thanks. I'm excited to go play it. Thanks for letting me nerd out real quick, guys.
I have to go to work after this.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Do you have a favorite writing utensil? I know that's silly. I'm very specific about
like
that.
The shitty ballpoint pens.
So here's what I do.
Muji.
Do you like, what's better, a pen or a pencil?
Pen.
Either.
I love an old-timey feather.
Shut the fuck up.
A quill? I was about to say, have you actually used a quill?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have.
You're lying.
Successfully? I don't own one.
You're pulling that out of your butt.
Successfully, no.
There you go. Thank you. That's what I wanted.
I like rip the paper.
Dude, I used to work at John Marshall House and they had quills everywhere. I tried them so long. I used to buy quills as a kid because I thought they were fucking cool. Never fucking got them right.
I like calligraphy pens. They're fun.
Like calligraphy pens?
What's scarier, the ocean or space?
Space.
The ocean.
Space is way more lonely and sad, and I feel like the death would be worse.
It's a lot easier to access the ocean. It's a lot more... It's a lot closer to us.
Wasn't it like the people that like died in the submarine, right? Wasn't it like more people have been to the moon than have been to like that depth?
Probably.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I think the ocean is terrifying. Yeah.
Y'all don't want me to answer because the last like 4 episodes with Chloe not here, I've gone on like fucking alien tangents recently.
No aliens. Let them answer their questions.
Also in the ocean.
I also love the submarine though. I think it's really silly. I'm sorry for the people who passed in the submarine. Drop that class. You guys are
fun.
In school?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you study?
I'm in the arts program for at VCU for graphic design.
I study English.
Don't you know English?
Sorry. What?
Nothing. They don't know English.
I just graduated.
Congratulations. Oh, I get it. Don't you know English? I see. I understand. I'm sorry. It's creative writing.
It came out of my mouth and I was like,
I mean, I don't really, honestly.
Did you, what did you graduate? What was your degree?
Mass communications.
Mm. See, that's a useful degree, dude. Congratulations for your
degree. Thank you. It doesn't feel very useful
right now. He's shitting on us.
Hey, I have a history degree.
I have an art degree.
I have a general history degree. Nothing specific,
yikes.
General history.
Nice.
I had a chance to get a fucking education minor. You didn't do that. So, I wasted that degree.
If you're trying to find a job, it does not feel very useful. Nobody wants to hire me.
I mean, it's going to be a bump up when you need a raise or a promotion in a job that you get without a degree. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you ever need a letter of recommendation? I wrote one for the first time the other day. And
you wrote one?
Yeah, my friend needed one. So can you recommend me? And it turned out pretty good. So if anyone needs a letter
of recommendation. I write a lot of friends' cover letters. I recently...
Bernie has written...
Okay, it's okay to help write someone. Like, help... I help people write.
We're kind of helped,
what
right?
kind of Satanism did you write about?
I did a project where we had to catalog something. So I cataloged satanic imagery, like ironic satanic imagery. Because then I ended up on a lot of weird websites when I did that.
The 80s panic.
Yeah.
The satanic panic.
Yeah, okay. I basically cataloged like the satanic panic, and I made a website, and that's what I did.
That's
There's
fire.
A really good podcast about the Satanic Panic called The Satanic Panic.
That's awesome.
If that interests you at all.
No,
it's
it
a pretty
would.
Easy.
What vein are you guys in? Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Both.
Probably a little bit more Oppenheimer, but I think Barbie
really?
Mostly.
I was only interested in seeing Barbie until last podcast did their Manhattan Project series for the past
it's
month
It's just
and a half.
Such an interesting, like, I don't know. I want to see them both equally.
Did not give a fucking
yeah.
shit until last podcast started talking about it.
I don't think I can see, like, I know that so many people want to see them on the same, like, opening day. I don't
yeah,
think
do
I can
a,
do that.
A doubles.
I don't
do
think I
shit.
Can do that. I think I'll need that. To, like, really sit down with Oppenheimer because I heard it's, like, really devastating.
Unfortunately, yeah. I'm not going to be able to sit through Oppenheimer in a goddamn theater. Me and Brianna have already talked about we're going to go see Barbie in theaters and
oh,
we're
going to
fucking
too.
Tour at Oppenheimer because we're not sitting through that shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Oppenheimer?
I don't want you to start talking about
it's
it.
It's just the A-bomb. That's all. Just the A-bomb.
Okay.
Making it the A-bomb. That's all you need to know.
Mm. Have you read Cat's Cradle? Because that's kind of what that's about.
Have you seen Cats?
Yeah.
Oh, I will never see Cats.
Unfortunately.
Go take some mushrooms and go see Cats.
No. I don't like to do that.
Don't do that.
I would not like to do that.
No.
Sounds like a horrible time.
Yeah,
no,
that sounds like horrible.
My girlfriend's
nightmare,
insane.
Nightmare,
dude,
nightmare.
And I have
nightmare.
To watch it.
No, literally.
Oh, one of my favorite shows is the Eric Andre show, going back to shows. Yeah.
See, you would like Cats, then.
No, you wouldn't.
No,
no. I've seen them both, and you
no,
wouldn't.
No, no,
the difference between those two is attention.
Is attention?
Intention.
Yeah, Cats is, like, unintentionally, like...
Terrible?
Crazy. And,
yeah.
like,
are
insane
Eric
to watch.
Andre is doing it intentionally.
You know that he wrote... T.S. Eliot was, like, on fucking morphine when he wrote that shit, and then the dude who actually made it into a play was probably on cocaine when he wrote
no,
that shit, too.
That movie,
still,
they made that intentionally
like
to be good.
The CGI is very,
good.
Like, weird, uncanny valley.
They
but it
really
was
thought it would
are
be.
You, have
I
you seen
so.
It?
I've seen it, and
yes.
it's bad.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like they're in on it.
I just love Ian McKellen. You know Ian McKellen was the only one not to go to cat school?
I believe that.
And then if you actually watch
it, actually, I don't believe
one.
That any of them
he's
went to
the
cat
only
school.
One.
They're
goes, more. And actually does like a fucking cat, and there's a weird way they're like, oh, sorry, I'm going to tangent. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
They are all doing those performances with like without a lick of
I know. Head. We're just offering
I thought you said Ian McKay. I was like, what?
No. Chloe, you want to take us out real quick?
Sorry.
Oh, shit.
No. Bad joke.
It was a good joke.
I just feel like there's a little monkey in my head doing this, like with the symbols. I don't know
Same.
Where it went. It was really nice getting to meet you guys. You're
yeah.
all very talented musicians and
Thank
artists.
You. Thank you.
And
thank you so much for coming out and doing this with us.
It's
yeah.
my pleasure.
In a storage unit.
I, you know.
Which is where we are right now.
Oh, yeah. Let's describe this space.
It's pretty spacious for a storage
it's
unit.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. There's
not
some carpets
bad.
And there's some metal.
It's probably
yeah,
8 by
1, 2,
20.
3, 4.
There's
you think
these
so?
Very ominous stains.
I think it's
10
by
20.
Maybe it's 10 by 20.
Because I'm 5'9", and I come to a little over half if I lay down on this thing. So I think it's more like 10 by 20.
Okay.
I think that's where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cole
Damn.
Said he locked himself out, but should we
I'm
let
really,
him in?
I'm really bad at this.
I think you should let him in. Yeah. Right.
You can text him the code.
Wait, but what does that mean he locked? What is the code?
It's the same as the gate.
Okay. It was really nice talking with everybody.
Yeah,
talk
great
to
meet you.
You're very talented
Thank you.
Musicians. Do you guys have any upcoming shows where our
yes.
listeners can see you at?
Yes.
The 14th Chinchilla Cafe in Charlottesville.
Okay, he said he just can't get in, even
oh,
though it's
God.
The same as the gate.
Thank you.
And if we want to see your music live soon, where would that be?
Yeah. We
Upcoming
have a show
shows.
On
14th
July 14th. I don't know when this is coming out, but July 14th, we have a show at Chinchilla Cafe in Charlottesville. And then we have July 21st at Cactus Shack here in Richmond. And then I think August 28th is our next show after that.
The
and
Camel.
That's at the Camel.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then for your recorded stuff, where can we listen to that?
Wherever music is on all this
the
stuff.
You got
the
your disco kit, so you got
one
EP. Everywhere.
We have the EP Sensitive Conditions. You can listen to it on any of the streamers. And if you really, really like us, you can buy it on Bandcamp. And that makes me happy.
Sweet. And then if we want to follow you on social media. What's the at?
At Tentative Decisions Band on Instagram.
Yay.
And you can follow us, the River City Sounds.
On Instagram.
Oh, baby.
And all the other places, because we have a distribution called Spotify Podcasters, where you can listen to podcasts wherever the fuck you listen to it. And if you need to distribute your own podcast, please go to Spotify Podcasters. Please just give it 5 stars and make sure you listen to Tentative Decisions. Thank you so much. This has
Thank
been episode
you.
85. I'm Cole.
I'm Chloe.
And we've had with us
Tentative Decisions.
Woo! And what show is this, Chloe?
River City Sounds
Thank
Podcast.
Thank you so much. Awesome.
Okay, bye.
Boo,
boo,
boo.
No, you don't do it, Chloe.
Womp, 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 womp.
I've been trying to do that since you're not here anymore. In the past, like, 4 episodes, I've been making that my outro because you're not
it
here.
Just womp, womp,
just
womp, womp.
I'm just going, boo, 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 boo.
You can have your own. You don't have to copy
it's
me.
It's fine. No, I'll probably do it. I don't know if you listened to the Pebbles Palace one, but I did the Beauty Review. And all of them just, like, popped up.
My heart, there's nothing.
by my shaky hand. Move in accordance. North of my heart. Distance between states. Where we used to reside. You had nothing left to say. Whole lifestyle publicized.
talk much. We don't talk much. We don't talk much.
An hour, won't even properly clothe ya. Standing circus, a sense of plastic. Nothing that reminds me of power more than the person who has it. Watch him as they breathe from your neck.